It takes a lot to throw Air Venture together, and it takes a lot the rest of the year to provide the programs that EAA has become known for over the years, and why we're all members, really. And it starts with the Young Eagles as people grow. And David Lighting is the manager of the Young Eagles program, and also, are you the manager of the Blue Barn? This is your home over here, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you know, Jeff, I spend most of the week here, but really the manager and owners of this facility are volunteers, which we're going to have on a little bit later. And then John Egan, our chapter's manager, plays a big, big part in you know, planning the layout of this facility, what we're going to highlight, who the forum presenters are going to be. But during the week, this is really the volunteers' facility, and they... you know, we report to them. They run the show.
That's
you know,
right.
We're here to take care of them.
Well, you know, Air Venture, people may not know this, but Air Venture is almost a 100% volunteer-run operation with support from staff like yourself. Of course, we couldn't do it without staff, obviously, but we couldn't do it without the volunteers either. So we're going to talk in this segment about chapters and member benefits. What have you got for us, David?
Yeah, so we have another guest joining us this segment. So Serena Brulette is on our chapters team as a chapter field rep, but if you're familiar with our team at all, you may know her better as Serena Camps. She was recently married, was that about 2 years ago now? And
yep, about 2 years.
Rejoined our team here within the last year. And Serena plays a real integral part on our chapters team, and we'll talk a little bit about forming and starting chapters here in a minute. But she's also very integral in some of our other chapter youth programs. So Serena, welcome. I don't know if you want to touch on some of you know, some of those programs and what they're all about, and inform the masses.
Sure, David. Thanks. So we've been talking about Young Eagles here a little bit, and one of the things that we kept hearing from our chapter leaders was, well, we put on these Young Eagle events. We have lots of kids come out to the airport. How do we get them to come back after the flight? Because we were seeing kids come out, but then we never see them again. How can we get them coming back? So we came up with these a couple different youth oriented programs to encourage the kids to come back. So one of those is Young Eagle Build and Fly, which is basically where the chapter orders a kit that includes all the components necessary to build an RC model. We're currently using the old school ModelWorks 56 kit. A lot of people are familiar with that. They get everything they need to build the kit, and the idea is the kids are the ones doing this. So with some help and mentorship from folks in the chapter, they get together and put this thing together. The kit includes a RC simulator, so as they're putting it together, they can also be practicing on the simulator, and the idea is they get the kit put together, they go out to a flying field, and the kids get to fly it. So that's one program we have hands-on. They can actually experience flight through RC and also get some building experience too. Another program we have is Young Eagle Workshops, and this is basically a day camp style program where a chapter can structure it any way they want. There's they can do it as a literal day camp where 7 days or 5 days, whatever they decide, they can put on this camp, or they can do it once a month over a series of months. But again, they order a kit from us, very very affordable for chapters. We try to keep these things priced low so that it, they can
so they can afford it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And the kits include some different learning modules. There's weather, there's aircraft design, build, and there'll be a classroom portion where chapter, we kind of give them a lot of leeway where they can take it as far as they want to, but they're provided some worksheets and stuff for the kids to do.
Little PowerPoints or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then there's also a hands-on portion. So it's not just sitting there for hours. They get to do some hands-on things too, some build projects. So we have a wing rib, we have some sheet metal projects, a little electrical wiring project. So just a few different things to, give them some exposure to building and, yeah.
Modern day Heath kits. You don't even know what that is, David. These guys do. Anyway, that's very cool. So, I didn't even know that the chapters had that available. So, you know, I would imagine that chapter leaders know all their resources, but I bet you a lot of members don't know what resources. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we try pretty hard to get the word out about these programs. I mean, that's one of the primary goals of the Blue Barn that we have, you know, here on the grounds, is to educate these chapter leaders. But we also do year-round education programs, and, you know, Serena's highly involved in those. Serena, I don't know if you just want to touch on real quick, since we're talking about educating the chapter leaders, what we do year-round to support them in various training initiatives.
Yes, there's a couple different formats that we offer training to our chapter leaders. And one of those is to come to Oshkosh. We do this 3 times a year for our Chapter Leader Academy.
Is that held right here at the Air Academy?
That is, yes, it's here on the EAA grounds. So we put them up in the Air Academy Lodge, provide all their meals, and then for about a couple days, I guess, they come in, and it's kind of a... A little bit drinking from
it's
a fire
crash
hose.
Course, that's for sure. Yeah, it's a drinking from a fire hose, yes. Absolutely.
Coffee, PowerPoint, lunch, coffee, PowerPoint,
yes.
Sleep.
But very, very useful material. We go over everything from managing the finances of your chapter to growing your chapter to things you can do to make your chapter successful, youth programs, kind of the whole gamut. And they get to spend some time with us on the staff. They also get to network with other chapter leaders, which is a very, very valuable part of the whole thing. Possibly the most valuable.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and you've been here, so. Jeff, in the off season when the Air Venture grounds aren't all put together. But that's another special thing they get to do, is they get to see Oshkosh during the off season, and they get some behind the ropes tours at the museum, and they get to see
little tour of the EAA offices.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, people don't think about it, but EAA is an ongoing year-round operation with offices and the museum that is open, you know, basically year-round. So, yeah.
I'm sure Serena gets this question either, you know, when she's picking up someone that's, you know, on the grounds, or you get talking to someone here, but they say, so what else do you do other than Air Venture? Well, you know, how do you fill your calendar the other 51 weeks of the year? But as you can see, plenty of programs and things we're doing for the members in general, day in and day out.
From what I understand, we all leave, and the week after when we leave, you guys start thinking about next year. That's crazy to me.
The other format I was going to mention is the we take the training out on the road and offer a one-day course, so that's even more, a little more intense. But we come to the chapter leaders, and a chapter will host us, and then chapters from all around the area will come in and get training. But all this is free. The only cost to our chapter leaders is getting there. Once they're there, the whole thing is free. So just real, really, really a great opportunity for them.
Yeah, that's great.
Sorry, I got a little distracted. That was pretty cool.
No, really? You got this big smile on your face. Starting to look like Jimmy Graham's smile.
I know. I had a duck. I thought that Thunderbird was gonna take the roof off the Blue Barn for a second.
So those Thunderbirds, now, of course, they're not appearing this year, but they just did. So they're not featured in the show, but the Blue Angels flew by the other day, and the Thunderbirds came by now. I think this is the first year that all demonstration teams are.
I was going to say, where in the world can you go and you see the Thunderbirds, the Blue Angels, the Snowbirds, and I'm not even going to attempt to say the Italian team's name, but there you go, all four teams in you know, the span of 2 days.
Yeah, that's awesome. So. On the road, you said that. So, how does that work? Does a chapter reach out to you and say, "Hey, Serena, we want to do some. You know, we have some new chapter, a new chairman or a new chapter staff, so to speak, volunteers. How do you prep them? Then, is there a schedule like around the country, or can they just request that you come and you go?
So, we try to have them. Spaced around the country, so we're hitting a lot of locations throughout the year. Let's see, how many of those do we normally do?
We try to do, about 7 of them, I think, per year. We'll do one before the holiday season, and then we'll hit it really hard January, February, March, because that's kind of the time of year when the leaders are in that mindset of planning, how do we become stronger, better leaders.
Yeah, so we have Chris Gauger on our team, who is currently coordinating these, setting these up, and if your chapter is interested in hosting one, reach out to Chris, and we will take a look at where else we're going to be that year, and obviously you want to have a facility for it where you can handle about 30 to 40 folks.
Yeah. We can, believe it or not, we have great technology. We can still talk even when they're flying.
Amazing.
So we've talked a lot about various chapter programs, how we train the leaders, but another one of our big initiatives is how do we grow our chapter network and our number of members within chapters. So, Serena, can you just talk about what the chapter network is really all about, other than just the named programs that we help support?
Sure, David. So, chapters. What is a chapter? When we get right down to it, what is a chapter? And I like to describe it as it's a group of folks with any interest in aviation. A lot of times it'll be a broad range of interests, from the folks who are flying professionally to somebody who maybe isn't even a pilot yet. They're just interested, and they just like being around airplanes and airplane people. And those are if you're interested in aviation, you are eligible to be a chapter member. And that's what we encourage our chapters to. That's what we encourage, just a wide variety of interests within a chapter, because you're going to reach the most people that way.
How do people find a chapter?
Yes.
You know, if they're wondering, well, do I have one of these chapters in my local area?
Great question. Yeah. So if you go to eaa.org/find-a-chapter, there is a chapter map there. I see a bunch of blue dots on it. You can zoom in on that and see if there's a chapter near you. We currently have about 900 chapters total. And I think we're at about 30 some international. So they're not even all here in the U.S. There's some international as well.
Which is great. So that brings me to the last question. Putting you on the spot. Someone doesn't have a chapter nearby, but they want to start one. How do they do that?
Serena's the expert. Yeah. Serena's the expert on this topic.
Yeah, so not too difficult of a process. They start by filling out a very simple pre-starter questionnaire. If you go to eaa.org/chapters, it'll be one of the first things there. Look for start a chapter, and we're just going to collect some contact information from you and kind of get a little background on what your interest in forming a chapter is, why you're wanting to do it. And then that's my cue to reach out and get in touch with you, talk a little bit more about the process. So there's some paperwork to be completed. There's a chapter application, a charter agreement, a few other things you'll need to incorporate with your state, adopt a set of bylaws, which we provide a very comprehensive template for, by the way.
Yeah, Serena does a really great job of hand-holding these folks through this process, because mm-hmm. when you start telling someone, hey, you got to form a nonprofit in your state and become a 501c3, and it all of a sudden it's not about aviation, it's about business, and we try to keep that
keep that
out of it.
We are absolutely here to support you the whole way and give you any help you need through the process. But chapter could be formed in as little as 2 weeks.
Excellent. So, eaa.org/chapters.
That's correct. Yeah.
All right, David. We're thank you, Danielle, for Serena for. Letting us in on all the secrets about chapters.
Absolutely.
Today, and for joining us. Dave, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, talk to some volunteers, which is the meat of the org here at AirVenture. Jay Machi, we're on the fly at the Blue Barn. You're listening to EA Radio.